the path to breakthrough. Back. So I'm going to start by reading Joshua chapter 6, verse 1 to 5. You're welcome to read with me. And now the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. And then the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. And when you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have the whole army give a loud shout, and then the wall of the city will collapse, and the army will go up, everyone straight in." So today I want to speak to you about the moment right before the breakthrough. Right before your breakthrough and right before the breakthrough of this church. When we're standing at the gates of Jericho, facing what might look as an impossible wall. Maybe you've been walking with God for some time, but you've reached a point in your life where the enemy seems to have fortified or strengthened his position. And maybe you've encountered resistance, trials and obstacles that make you question whether you will ever enter the promised land. But I want you to hear me clearly today. That the same God who brought the Israelites to Jericho is the same God who brings you to the edge of your breakthrough. The walls may look tall. The gates may be barred. But I'm here this morning to declare that you are approaching your Jericho. That this church is approaching its Jericho, and that God is about to move in a mighty way in your life and in the life of this church. Jericho is a test of trust. The city of Jericho represents more than just a physical barrier. It represents a spiritual test. When Joshua and the Israelites approached Jericho, they were standing on the edge of the promise that God had given them long before. For 40 years they had wandered, believing in a promise that they hadn't yet seen. Catch this morning. Believing in a promise that they had not yet seen for 40 years. And now Jericho stood between them and their inheritance. What stands between you and your inheritance? And what stands in between this church and the inheritance of this church and the legacy of this church and the spiritual health of this church? This is why praying is so important, because when we pray fervently and we seek God, He will show us what is standing between us and our inheritance. And some of us are in this place right now, and I believe that we are starting to break through, and I'm seeing especially for the church we're breaking through. But I would pray that you would seek God for your breakthrough. Because you've heard the promises of God. Yes, you've been faithful. But now you see the walls of Jericho in front of you. And the enemy wants you to doubt. He wants you to turn back. He wants me as the leader of this church to turn back and to give up. To think that the promise is just far out of our reach. It's lies. But the Bible says in Hebrews 10 verse 23, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. For He who promised is faithful." Jericho isn't the end of the promise. It's a test of our faith. God has already given Jericho to Joshua and the Israelites. They just had to trust his word. And in the same way, God has already promised you, me, and this church its victory. The challenge is trusting in his timing and in his ways, even when the walls look so strong that we think that they are unmovable. Will you trust God's process? Even when God's process doesn't make sense. You see, we have to be obedient. And I touched on obedient last Sunday morning, and I'm bringing it up again today. Obedience precedes breakthrough. For the breakthrough to happen, we need to be obedient to God, to his instructions. God gave Joshua specific instructions. March around the city for 6 days, and on the seventh day, march seven times. Now, if I had been in that crowd of Israelites and been told to do that, I would probably have maybe been disobedient. Thought, we don't really like work, do we? I mean, imagine being told to march around for 6 days and on the seventh day to go seven times. And then to shout. You know, are we prepared to put the effort in? Are we prepared to see it through? He didn't ask them to attack the walls or to strategize or to fight with conventional weapons. He simply asked for obedience. God's methods might seem strange or illogical, but breakthrough always follows obedience. Imagine how the Israelites felt. They marched day after day and nothing happened. Goodness. Can you imagine the despondency? No cracks in the walls of Jericho, no signs of movement. But catch this. They kept walking. They kept trusting. And God may be asking you, me, and this church to march around our Jericho right now. It may feel like we are walking in circles, that we are not seeing any progress. But I want to remind you that obedience comes before victory. When God tells you to pray, pray. When he tells you to forgive, forgive. When he tells you to wait, wait. Don't grow weary in doing good, for in due season you will reap if you don't give up. We will reap if we don't give up. You may be on day 5 of your march and the walls are still standing, but don't stop. Keep obeying. Keep marching, because God is working behind the scenes. You may not see it, but he is weakening the foundations of your Jericho. Another thing that I note from this is that your shout releases God's power. That moment came on the seventh day. After marching around the city 7 times, Joshua gave the command and the people let out a mighty shout. It wasn't the shout of defeat. It was the shout of victory. And the walls came down. You see, your praise is a weapon. Your shout of faith has power to tear down walls. And when you and I declare the promises of God in the face of opposition, you are aligning yourself with the truth that no wall, no obstacle, and no Jericho is greater than our God. Psalm 47 verse 1 says, clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. There's something powerful that happens in the spiritual realm when we lift our voices in praise. When we stop focusing on the size of the walls, and we start focusing on the greatness of our God, those walls begin to crumble. And I don't know what walls you're facing today. And I don't know what walls this church is facing. I don't need to know that. All I need to know is that God is greater. I know this. Breakthrough is on the other side of our praise. It's time to shout like the victory is already won, because in Christ it is. You're not fighting for victory, because Jesus has already won the battle. And your shout of praise is the declaration that the enemy's stronghold is going to come down. The promise was on the other side of the wall. When the walls of Jericho fell, the Israelites didn't just stand there. They moved in and they took possession of the city. This is important. When God brings down your Jericho, you need to be ready to step into your promise. Too many times we pray for breakthrough, but when God opens the door, we hesitate to go in through the door. God is calling you and me in this church to step boldly into what He has for you and for me and for us. When He removes the barriers, let's not be afraid to move forward, because the promise is on the other side of the walls. It's time to possess the land, to walk in the fullness of what God has already given you and me. So as we approach Jericho, let's just remember these truths. Jericho is a test of trust. God has already promised you the victory. Don't let the walls intimidate you. Secondly, obedience precedes breakthrough. Keep marching, keep trusting, keep obeying, even when you don't see immediate results. Thirdly, your shout releases God's power. Praise Him in the midst of the battle and watch the walls come tumbling down. Fourthly, the promise is on the other side of the wall. When God brings down the barriers, then step into your destiny with boldness. The walls of Jericho are coming down in your life. You are approaching a breakthrough like never before. Don't stop now. Keep going. Keep marching. Keep praising. Keep obeying. Our victory is assured in Christ Jesus. Let us keep praying and obeying in anticipation. Let's start lifting up a shout of praise, because our God is mighty. Nothing will stop Him. There's no power on earth that is stronger than our Almighty God. And let's know that the walls are already falling. That for you, for me, for us, this church, that we will enter into that blessing that has been promised. We will enter into that anointing that has been promised to us. That Micklefield and the rest of High Wycombe is our promised land. And we will enter into it, and we will invade it, and the walls here will come down. Jericho is a test of trust. Obedience will precede the breakthrough. Your shout, my shout, our shout will release God's power. And the promise is on the other side of the door. Would you walk through with me? Let's walk through. Let's put fear and doubt aside. And let's walk through the door into that which the Lord has promised for each of us individually and for this church. Let's pray. Father, I pray, Lord, that this message, Lord, will stay fresh in our hearts and our minds. That you would write this message into our hearts, Lord. That you would engrave it into our hearts and into our souls. Lord, that when we feel intimidated by the walls that face us, Lord, that we would remember to give that shout of praise, to obey and to trust, and to keep marching in until we break through. Pray, Lord, you'd strengthen us. Lord, that nothing is too difficult for God will be our anthem that is on our lips and the story of our legacy. That nothing is impossible for you. Lord, would you take us now and would you deal with our insecurities and our distrust? Lord, would you heal our disappointments, our hurts and our pain, the things that haven't come that we thought that you promised and they haven't come to pass. And Lord, would you put us back to the place that you desire for us to be? We're so sorry, Lord, for the times we haven't trusted you. And would you forgive us, Lord? Strengthen us, Lord, with the might of your Holy Spirit as we march. Lord, that any tiredness, weariness, Lord, that you would strengthen us as we wait upon you. You take hold of us, Lord. Give us a shake if we need it, Lord. But Lord, put us back onto that path, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for how your word speaks into our hearts and into our lives, Lord, and how it teaches us and inspires us to walk in the ways that you have commanded, Lord. Thank you that your word is our GPS for life. And Lord, if we follow it, we will get to our destination that you have ordained for each of us. Lord, I come against every wall that stands in front of every life that is seated here this morning. And I break it down. We declare that there will be no walls, but there will be a door for us to march right in. For this church, Lord, Micklefield will be one for Jesus Christ. No matter what is happening around us, we believe, Lord, because you said it. And we will march, Lord. And we will continue to march. We will not let tiredness overcome us. We will not let disappointment or despondency overcome us. But we will march strongly, the full armor of God, until we see the promised land that you have promised us. Just go before us into, Lord, that time that you have allocated for each of us, Lord. Lord, might we know the fruit of your blessing, the joy of your victories, and the comfort of your presence in our lives. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's stand up and sing.